the socialist inbox. Do you have something to say? Send your news, views and criticism, in not more than 150 words, to editors at socialistparty.org.uk, or if you're not online, P.O. Box 1398, Enfield N1 9GT. We reserve the right to shorten and edit letters. For legal reasons, we need your full name, address, and phone number, but confidentiality will be respected if requested. Marketize misery like thousands of other postgraduate research students, I teach undergraduates on a casual basis. I have no contract or guaranteed hours, but work by the hour when asked. Universities have come to rely on casual staff as a cheap, disposable workforce. With the cost of rent high in many areas, many of us are desperate for any work we can get. Universities exploit this, knowing that they have a reserve army of teachers at their disposal. This year, I received an email on the 12th of September asking if I could teach a seminar class this term, starting in less than 2 weeks. Because of COVID, we have to develop both online and physical lesson plans. Students are expecting that we have prepared all summer to adapt to this shift and to develop excellent online materials. I had previously been told there would be no work available this year, so I was not following all of the latest news and training regarding online learning. Even if I had, it would have all been unpaid. Meanwhile, I'm also fearful of the safety of in-person teaching as university bosses have been reckless with their return to opening plans. Undergraduate students would be shocked to know that I have only had 2 hours training to teach, all unpaid, of course. I have engaged in extra learning in my own time, so I can deliver to a standard I feel students deserve. No one has ever observed my classes, and I've never received any feedback on my progress. I'm paid £13 an hour, but, based on the actual amount of hours put in for each class, it is more like £5 an hour. Graduate teaching assistants are caught between a rock and a hard place. If we do what we are actually paid for, then our students would rightly complain, and it would damage our career prospects too. But if we put in the work that our students deserve, then we take on hours of unpaid labor which impacts our family time and our research too. The University and College Union, UCU, for fights dispute last year allowed casualized teachers to voice the realities of their experience, the challenges of being able to rent with agencies rejecting our insecure income, challenges of making plans for the future, difficulties in relationships and unable to take time off sick. Coronavirus has only exacerbated the plight of casualization, and worsened its effects. The UK must continue the fight. University bosses cannot get away with this any longer, and students have an essential role to play in the fight. During the Four Fights dispute in 2019-20, we said our working conditions are your learning conditions. Students and university workers should unite and fight against this misery of casualization caused by the market system. B. Gardner, Southampton,